Warning: Spinning on Two Wheels contains language, themes, and references that are inappropriate for the ears of children, sensitive grandparents, and public forums. Headphone use is recommended.
Hey y'all, I'm Peggy, and I'm the Kick-Ass Knitter, and this is a Spinning on Two Wheels bonus episode! Quick disclaimer before we get into it, the following bonus episode is largely unedited audio and has only been tampered with to enhance your listening experience. No volunteer audio engineers were harmed in the making of this bonus episode. All jokes and humor are not intended to resemble any real person or persons, living or dead. Any resemblance is purely coincidental. And all opinions expressed are those of the speaker and may or may not have any grounding in fact or reality.
So, hello, dear listeners.
Hey, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All of you lovely, lovely listeners to a bonus episode. Gasp, you should. Because this, as we heard in episode 62, the mesmerizing Riddler socks are done. Done, 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 done. Which means that now it's time for the next project in Operation Sock Drawer.
What? That's still one of my favorite running gags.
It is my favorite running thing. So Audio Man, you will be reading the title and the description of the next pair of socks. Mm-hmm. I have not looked ahead. I don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The mesmerizing pattern was a little bit of a shock, so let's see what we get.
All right. The next set of socks, dear listeners, is titled Sachet by Moira Engel.
Wait, no shit, really?
Yeah.
Ah!
It says so right there.
Okay, okay. Moira Engel, for apparently just Audio Man, is Mr. Kickass's favorite designer. That is who designs all of the patterns and all of the sweaters that I make for him.
I thought that I was like, Moira Engel, that's a mind worm that's in my brain. I've heard that name before. Like, what is this?
Small fucking world.
What do you know? It's almost like there's not enough knitting designers out there, so get on that.
You know what? I want that MHK level 3 first, and I have to get through level 2 again.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't printed that out yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do that after anniversary trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And possibly after Sheep and Wool.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
So, Sachet by Moira Engel.
Ah!
First thing you need to know is that it's worked toe up.
Okay.
Twisted stitches wave alongside a column of beautifully cabled stitches in a sweet little sachet, hence the affectionate name for these socks. They were inspired by a love of lithography, wood prints, and hammered metals. Anything that gives surface dimension and has strong lines and a texture. Beginning with a Turkish cast-on, you'll make a long gusset to a strong heel. The socks are shaped from the ankle to allow for a lovely fit around the calf. I practiced that, dear listeners, and that's what you got.
We wouldn't have known if you hadn't said anything.
So,
listen, I have great calves. I think this is going to be wonderful.
I am looking forward to you doing these.
Okay.
So, I have no clue what a strong heel is.
Yeah, what's a strong heel? Moira!
I don't know, Moira. But it's capitalized.
Moira, what is a strong heel?
I think it's named after somebody.
It might be.
I have no clue.
Could it... Is it, like, strong female character? All caps, TM? We don't know?
I don't know. I don't think that there's a good... there is a good picture of the heels.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we're going to have to...
It looks like a heel to me, dear listeners.
Yeah, I'm not seeing what makes it a strong heel with the caps.
I'm a little disappointed by that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I want to know why it's in caps.
Dear Ms. Engel.
I'm going to have to like reach out to Moira Engel and go, so you want to come be on my podcast? We swear a lot, but we could turn it off for you if you want. There are questions that we have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Questions that need answers.
And
it'll be the only time I'm ever give like an aggressive interview. Moira, what were you thinking?
What makes these heels strong, Moira?
Why are they called that, Moira?
So, taking a look at the example pair that Operation Sock Drawer, what is very good about providing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Knitmore Girls.
Good luck with all those cables.
Thank you.
Because they look like they are one stitch across, like, several columns.
Yeah, Moira Engel's designs have beautiful twists and cables. Mr. Kickass's favorite sweater design that I think I've made him two or three times at least at this point incorporates both twisted stitches and those single cable or those single stitch cables.
Okay.
They're easier than they look.
Oh.
Usually you're only slipping them one space to the left or right at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these socks are going to be a lot of fun to knit.
Okay.
Yeah. And toe-up's construction means that you can try on the sock as you go.
Mm-hmm. Although I must confess I'm a little concerned about Mr. Kickass trying to steal them now.
I will make him his own. All he has to do is ask. He knows. I've made him socks.
Mm-hmm.
I made him, like, vanilla socks.
Mm-hmm.
I used a colorway that I got from Marilyn Sheep and Wool forever ago. It was called Toothless the Night Fury. And it was like bright.
I think I remember seeing it.
Yeah. Bright fucking green and black and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have worked with any of these other socks.
I still haven't seen the film.
I don't remember much of it. I think I saw it exactly once. But mm-hmm. It was one of... Gonna edit her name out. Favorite... stuffed animals.
Okay.
Was Toothless.
One of Kiddo's stuffed yeah. animals.
No, Kiddo is someone else.
Okay.
Kiddo is his goddaughter, or she might just be the goddaughter. I forget. I've been calling her Kiddo in the last couple of episodes, and I might have given her the nickname the goddaughter.
Every single person below about 15 is just Kiddo to me now.
Okay.
It's bad. It's bad, y'all.
How is that bad?
It is imprecise, y'all.
Okay. I mean, I just, well, I mean, I used to call it Kiddo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For privacy reasons.
Yeah, that's and where I picked it up from.
Yeah, I don't mind mm-hmm. doing that. I just realized that I've been referring to
multiple people as Kiddo.
People as Kiddo, and I'm like, that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason that we have code names mm-hmm. on this show is for privacy reasons, and people may or may not want to be fully associated with or talked about on a show that swears.
Includes fucking swears.
Like, we use the fuck word, and some people aren't okay with that, and may or may not want their name, like, associated with some of that. So mm-hmm. I understand, and I try to, like, respect that.
Or for that matter, you know, parents may not want children.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody over the age of, nobody under the age of 18 will have their real name used on my show ever. I will, and I believe I have, blocked out people's names mm-hmm. for that sort of thing, because that's, nope. And privacy of children is important.
Yes.
And up to the kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry, we got distracted, y'all.
We get very distracted. However, this yarn is made in standard sock weight, which is number one.
This yarn is made in standard sock weight?
The socks are written for standard sock weight yarn, so number one.
Okay.
And
those numbers mean nothing.
I know that the numbers mean nothing.
Okay.
A fingering weight yarn, which yeah, also means nothing.
It is weird to hear my brother say the term fingering, I'll be real.
It says it right there.
Yes, I know. I know what fingering weight is. But if you go to like outsiders, non-fiber people, and you're like, this is fingering weight, they look at you funny.
But yeah, it says fingering weight right there.
Okay.
And it is intended for size 3mm needles, which is US 2.5 for people who need to get with the program. And hashtag go metric.
Okay. And as we look at the pictures, Audio Man is still holding the book, so I'm just kind of looking over. Yeah, I... there is lots of cabling.
Lots and lots of cabling.
Lots of left twists, lots of right twists. There's some reverse stockinette to show those cables.
Yes.
As there should be.
And show those off.
Beautiful. But this means that this pattern is not really suited for a heavily variegated yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Something tonal. Mm-hmm. Something speckled, maybe? Speckled would be okay.
I think speckled would work well.
Self-striping?
Absolutely not.
Not really. But solid or solid-ish is where we're going to lean here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's dig into the yarn.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first thing I'm going to grab out of the bag o' sock yarn is by Nitty and Color, hand-painted in Milky Way. In their acoustic sock base, it is 85% superwash merino, 20% nylon, 400 yards, 100 grams, and it is a beautiful, vibrant, neon fucking rainbow, and that's getting tossed out, because that ain't happening for these socks. Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nope. Nope. I've got some self-striping jacquard. Nope. What else can we not use?
All right.
This beautiful, like, blacklight reactive pink.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer killing, and I mean that in that the colorway is called Hope, and it was originally purchased, and part of the purchase price I think went to like breast cancer research. This is out because it's super stripey, and it's black and gray and white and neon fucking pink. This isn't going out. Nope.
No.
Nope. Check it.
You don't need to throw it at the closet door.
But did it make a sound that would get picked up on the microphone?
Probably not.
Shit. Okay.
All right.
Listen, I just need to throw some shit sometimes, okay?
I respect you wanting to throw some shit.
I'm going to throw some shit. I'm going to hold a stuffed sheep in my arms so I feel better.
Hug a sheep.
It's been a rough week.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, sometimes you just need to hug a sheep.
And I keep forgetting to take pictures of these sheep that Mr. Kickass got from, like, the grocery store leading up to Easter. The newest members of the flock. There's three of them.
One is a rainbow.
One's a rainbow because I'm the rainbow
sheep.
One is
a very pastel rainbow.
I'm the rainbow sheep of the family. So Audio Man has the pastel rainbow stuffed sheep from Smart Living.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a mottled brown one. And there's also a gray somewhere in the house. There were only three colors, and he got me all of them, and he, like, spaced it out.
Oh, yeah?
He, like, brought home one a week. I need a picture, and I keep forgetting.
Okay, so...
Sorry. Back to the yarn.
I am looking at this pattern, and you mentioned that you didn't want to work in black anymore.
I no longer trust my eyesight to pick out black stitches in artificial light, like...
Summer is coming when it's going to be a little bit brighter.
Yes, but counting stitches...
Is a pain in the butt.
...in the all-black areas on the Mesmerizing Riddler socks hurt.
Oh.
And was very, very difficult. And just...
Okay. So, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these sachet socks are going to work a lot better in a lighter color than in a dark color.
I agree. In Operation Sock Drawer,
what?
They are depicted in a color called Tupelo Honey, which is a lovely goldenrod kind of color. Nice, saturated.
Don't go yellow. Looking at the next one.
It accidentally flipped. I turned it back. All I saw was vaguely pink. Which doesn't give me any information on the next project. We're not on the next project.
We are not on the next project. We are
sachet.
On Moira Engel's sachet.
Sachet your problems away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful for the socks, but that might become winner. Oh, I just did like a mini advert for the Pride Pod Mel, and I included like Madonna's Vogue.
I love it.
Like 5 seconds of it. So if Madonna hears it and wants to sue me, she gets entitled to as much of the profits from that episode as she wants, but I don't make any money. So like 10% of nothing is nothing, honey.
Dear listeners, the current sponsors are in fact all jokes, but if you would like to change that.
There's one sponsor that's not a joke, and that is the hashtag PridePodMal. That gave us a real mid-roll.
All right.
They're still not paying me, but...
The sponsors are mostly jokes, but if you would like to change that, dear listeners, I believe that you still have the Patreon and the coffee and the...
I do not have the Patreon. I still have the I still do have Ko-fi. I can also... I do have the Substack. The Substack is... All of the stuff on Substack is free. Contact me if you have a fiber-related business and would like... to sponsor an episode or two. We might be doing that on a monthly or quarterly basis. We'll figure that out. Fucking shit, we got distracted. Sachet. We
do. Sachet.
So my thought was like the Madonna Vogue. Yeah. Vogue. Sachet. There was also a character in one of the plays I was in high school that was named Sachet.
Yes.
The girl who played her absolutely hated me.
That sounds like a her problem and not a you problem.
It was. She was the madam of the whorehouse.
Yes.
That we were all employed in.
Yes.
And, yep.
I think I remember that show.
Yeah, it's the one where we did the can-can and mom screamed out my name as part of the can-can dance in the middle of, like, little one act was flipping my butt in the air and, like, showing off with pantaloons. And she screamed my name and I could not move. I just stood stock still on that stage, y'all.
I do not remember that part.
That's what I remember. It was a Western.
Ladies and gentlemen, high school drama. Sometimes you leave with good stories and sometimes you leave with traumatic experiences.
Sometimes it's both. At the same time.
Go team.
Sachet. Moira Ingalls. All sachet. Right.
So, I am here looking at a set of Vitalana in Evening Light. I don't think going, like, darker than this is a good idea.
Okay, so what Audio Man is holding?
It's a lovely, like, mid...
Burnt cerulean.
I was going to say, like, I think burnt is a good description of it, but I would go with turquoise.
Okay, it's a... It's not a very bright, saturated color. It is muted.
Yes.
I'm still going with cerulean because I always think of turquoise as a little bit brighter.
That's fair.
And like lighter.
That's fair.
I have a speckled, slightly variegated, skein of Dalmatian Plantation in Soul Twist, which is also 80% merino, 20% nylon. It's the standard sock skein from Old Soul Fiber Company, which is from Greenville, South Carolina. It's mostly white, speckles of black, and small areas of gray. I think this goes in the possible pile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this is the one for these, but I think this is possible. I like the Vitalana
Evening Light. It's 50-50 merino and tencel.
That's okay.
That should be okay.
But it is somewhat muted.
Yeah.
And it's spring and summer's coming and I'm interested in.
And we don't believe in using muted colors right now.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Oh, shit, he threw it.
And here's the other one.
Oh, here's some of that Toothless the Night Fury.
Oh, wow.
yeah. yarn. So it's got some bright green mm-hmm. and some black, and there's some like navy blue. It's mm-hmm. it's striped and variegated, and it's not for this.
No. So, you know how I was just saying that I think that this is a project that calls for a really like bright, mm-hmm. light colored yarn? Mm-hmm. This is the only argument that I would have against that. And I have no clue what it is, and I have no clue what it's made of. But you have two cakes of this, like...
Okay, so I want to say this was okay. out of a knit crate, and all I right. found a tag folded up in the way that I would fold up tags and okay. stick them in the middle of cakes. Both of these skeins have been caked up. So this... I'm
We're guessing.
I'm putting donuts on. I won't bet money, but I'll bet you donuts.
No, thank you.
Oh, well.
I'll take the money.
Screw you. you know what? I'll pay you half of the whatever sponsorship.
I will take that for this episode.
Yeah.
I will take that.
Yeah. So I believe those are Uru Yarn Sugared Sport.
Okay.
By Knit Crate in the colorway Ruby.
All right.
So those would be 70% superwash merino, 20% mm-hmm. nylon, 10% stellina. That's okay. right, y'all. It's got
shiny bits.
Some tinsel fucking in. That's a sport weight.
Okay.
But it is 300 yard. It's 274 meters. How much? Okay, so Moira Engel is telling us that we are going to need 384 meters. So that is
it's doable.
Worth noting, by the way.
But it's...
I don't know where they get off calling that a sport weight yarn. Look at that yarn.
It is.
It is very thin for a sport weight. Okay, yeah. Okay. Stop stretching it. Okay. I think that would be some thick socks.
I was thinking that it would show off all of the cabling really nicely.
And that's why
it caught my eye. Because it's this really wonderful, like, reddish pink.
Magenta.
Yeah, it's magenta.
Straight magenta. I think, okay.
Dear listeners, this is why I do not do the yarn podcast and my sister does. Because she actually knows what colors are.
It's nine art classes I took throughout high school.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I got bored.
But yeah, it is very magenta. And it's got those shiny bits, and I think that those will look good.
Those will look fun. It is bright.
It's bright enough that I'm not worried about you not being able to count stitches.
Especially if I'm in less than optimal lighting circumstances.
And I know that I was just saying like, oh, you want something like bright and light and colorful. And not colorful. You want something like bright and one
bold.
Color.
Bold.
I'm
up for bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And magenta as fuck is definitely bold.
Yeah. It's a very bold color. I don't think I would have trouble counting the stitches at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a lot of fun to get that stellina in the mix, mm-hmm. especially with, the cables and the crosses. I think the stellina in, the stellina in the yarn. I've got the hiccups.
It's okay.
I think the stellina in the yarn would catch the light
mm-hmm.
really fun and, mm-hmm. Just make that.
And just be pretty as shit.
Yeah. But show off some of those cables.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like one twisted, it looks like twisted stitch cable that's a single stitch wide, y'all, that just zigzags back and forth across the cable design.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stellina would show that. So fun.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's the one because of the weight of the yarn. It is a sport weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit thicker than I was giving it credit for,
mm-hmm.
y'all. Okay.
How about
you? Next up is from year before last. The 2022 Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. It is 100 Ravens patois.
I still look at that and read pathos.
It is missing the accents. It might not be French. I don't fucking know now.
I don't know.
Which is their sock base. It is 75% merino wool and 25% mm-hmm. nylon. So it's a little bit different than the ones we've been looking at. And these, I have two skeins of this in the colorway Sakura. It is a tonal. Oh, I can't say that because it's more than one color. It is a variegated.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not saturated. It's a muted.
It is very, very muted.
Yeah. So it's white and gray and cherry blossom pink.
Mm-hmm.
I have been waiting for the right pair of socks to make with these.
All right.
This might be it.
This might be it.
Like, it's variegated, but it's a gentle variegation.
It's a very gentle variegation, mm-hmm. and if... I don't want to say if it winds up looking kind of splotchy, it's okay, but none of these colors against each other are going to look bad.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, just barely off-white... Because I look at that and that I see cream, but that might be lighting.
It's likely lighting.
Probably lighting. But, like, the white against the gray is going to look fine. The gray against the pink is going to look fine. The pink against the white is going to look fine.
Yeah.
And we aren't sure what's coming, but I get the feeling, I get the distinct feeling that if you use this yarn... And Mr. Kickass finds out about it, he's going to want his own set.
And it's funny you mention that.
Okay.
Because Moira Engel specifies that one needs...
It just says shown here. It doesn't...
That's true. It does say shown specify. Here, knitted width sock, which is mm-hmm. clearly the sock base. 80% superwash merino, 20% nylon, 420 yards, 384 meters / 4 ounces, or 113 grams. Thank you, Moira Engel, for including the metric. I know you're Canadian, and I love you for it. Tupelo Honey is the colorway that they used mm-hmm. for the example, but it says only one skein.
Yes.
So, the 100 Raven, a 100 Ravens... It is a 100 Ravens patois, until I'm told otherwise. That's 463 yards.
That's true.
So this is big enough.
Possibly.
It says one skein.
It says one skein, but if all of the sizing, but if this is given for the extra size extra small.
Oh, shit.
And it goes up to extra large.
Well, then I've got...
And I have seen...
23 extra yards of...
Mm-hmm. And I have seen your husband's feet. He is going to need extra large, at least.
He does have a bigger foot circumference than me. And I can worry about all of that mm-hmm. after I make my pair.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling the patois.
I want to throw some more things, so let's go through the rest of the collection.
Yeah, this is definitely in the maybe pile.
Definite maybe.
Yeah.
First things first, I have Lang Yarns in the colorway Yawol. And this is extremely variegated, so...
Out it goes. I have some... I don't even know what this cake of yarn is. I
don't know, but it looks like Batman.
It does. It does. I think I picked it up like a flea market. It's too variegated. It's
the
got...
other thing that it looks like mm-hmm. is Neighborhood Yarns color for Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yes, but I don't think it is.
Because
I don't remember getting that in a sock weight.
Maybe not. But either way, it is too dark for this piece.
It's too, it's variegated. It's too very variegated
and it's very dark.
It's, I wish we knew what it was. It's got cerulean blue and some dark, deep green, some black. Nope, not for this one. Get out of the maybe pile and bounce back at me. Shit, I lost it.
It's okay. I'll find it later.
Oh, fuck.
Miss Babs, Putnam fingering yarn in the colorway May Morning. Wonderful, lovely, very blue, very variegated. And that means not now.
Not now. I have more of the yarn that I made Sherfierston out of.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you. Which I forget what it was called. I think this was a Knit Picks.
Maybe.
Not Knit Picks. Knit Crate.
Maybe.
In like pink lemonade.
Yeah.
Pink and yellow and orange. Bright, springy colors. A little bit too...
A little too busy.
No.
I remember this yarn being called like Thermite.
No, that is Ember something something. Oh my god.
Either way, it is gray and black and orange and extremely variegated, and that means no.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find any other options here. Oh, okay. A great big purple. Again, a yarn of unknown origin. I think I got this in Pennsylvania at some point. I know it's a sock yarn. I don't know who or what it's by. It is a hand-dyed, because it is a bit tonal. There is some variation in the color saturation on the yarn. But it's a nice royal purple. I don't know that I have enough.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Earlier, the Dalmatian Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 400 yards of that.
Okay.
And 400 yard, that'll be close, but I don't think that's going to be enough. So, how do you feel about these two together?
I want to say that's how I've used this purple before. Okay. So I'd be down with that. Actually, I think I used it with maybe this color?
Maybe.
I think I'm holding a white speckled yarn. Y'all, the speckles are a deep burnt umber orange and purple. Bright purple. The same purple that the purple is. I want to say I got them together.
Okay.
For that. I'm not thinking this. I'm thinking the more and more I think about this pattern.
Yeah.
And look at the picture in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the book, y'all. The more I'm thinking Dalmatian Plantation's not the one.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be yeeted. Oh, okay. But it needs to not be here. So I'd rather do like these two together. Okay. And I don't know that there's enough.
Between both of them? Okay.
I mean, I can hold them both in like one hand.
Do they make you happy looking at them?
They do.
Okay.
I don't know that this is the one. Like, if I did that, I'd have to cut the sock down. Like, height-wise, the leg would be shorter.
I was honestly expecting you to say, I'm going to make the body out of the purple, and then I'm going to do, like, the calf section in the white speckle.
I mean, that's possible, but I don't know.
We're not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't think this
is the one. We're not sure. We're not sure that we have enough yarn. You know what? If you decide to come back and make these socks later,
yeah,
you know, maybe that's when you do them, like, split in half.
Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's when I have more fun with it. I think the three, which is really the two options before us, because the rest of the yarn is either there's not enough or it's all
very,
way
variegated.
Too busy. Yeah. So, it comes down to the 100 Ravens Patois in Sacre, or
what we think is the Uru yarn in Ruby.
I am 98.9% 9% sure.
You are too bad at numbers to go to that many decimal points.
Shut the fuck up. You're right, though. But shut the fuck up. See? Ah, I still do have the label for Toothless the Night Fury, though. I kept it.
Okay.
I kept it.
That. Yes. I love that. I love that for you.
Thank you. I made me a pair of socks out of that. I made Mr. Kickass a pair of socks out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're comfy socks. He wears them. Yeah. So, my concern about 100 Ravens and Sakura is...
May I have the book?
Wanting to make them two at a time, yeah. And that means caking up both skeins. I don't know how they'll play together. The variegation. My concern with the 100 Ravens patois is the variegation.
Okay.
It does have a little bit of that. It's a very subtle, dear listeners, but it's there. But the reasons I'm leaning toward it are purely sentimental.
Okay.
Those were wedding colors. My anniversary is next week. So I would be starting these yarns, these socks, on an anniversary trip with Mr. Kickass. With those colors and that theme, our wedding was Sakura themed. Like, there's a lot of tie in there where I'm like, this is serendipity. My brother's tired of hearing me and my husband get all mushy.
No, I am checking to see whether or not there are other socks that will show off Peitos better. Okay. The Sakura.
Okay.
And, I have some ideas.
Okay. So, let me do the pros and cons on the ruby.
Yeah.
So, the pros and cons on the Uru, those are the pros and cons of the 100 Ravens. The pros and cons I'm thinking about for the Uru yarns is, pros, it's the solid color, and that Stellina is going to catch the light in those cables.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really do a thing there.
Yes.
My concern is the gauge.
Okay.
My concern is the gauge.
I do not want this to turn into gauge rage, the socks.
Yeah.
The
skeins are also only 274 meters, which is far less.
But you'll have to use both of them.
I will have to use both. I don't mind using both of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the gauge will be something I do have to...
pay attention to.
A lot more so, yeah. Which means gauge swatching tonight.
How do you feel about gauge? Getting yourself some gauge rage?
I've got enough rage going on right now.
Okay.
With the MHK stuff.
All right.
Which I think I'm handling a lot better. Last week was very much a funk for it.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like a win.
Okay.
I would like a, yeah, I need a success.
All right.
Right now. I'm finding that, by the way, with, the goddaughter's shawl, kiddo's shawl. Which is coming along beautifully. But I don't know if I want to sign myself up for
doing a bunch of math.
All of the gauge swatching and shit.
Okay.
Before going on this trip.
All right.
Because I will want to have something portable to knit.
And you...
like in the car and shit. And I can't take...
are going to want something that's just easier.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, like, easier or less technically challenging pattern. You know, we're doing Operation Sock Drawer.
What?
In order.
Mm-hmm.
But just something easier mentally.
And not even... less juggling.
You want mentally. It... you want to read the pattern and have the pattern work.
I want to read the pattern and have the pattern work. I can do the math up front. Mm-hmm. I don't mind fucking doing that. What I am concerned about is where Mr. Kickass and I are planning on going for the weekend. It is a 4.5, 5 fucking hour drive. Fine. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. We're going to go check out the Pennsylvania Poconos.
I'm going to be the little gremlin in your yarn stash for a moment.
And, like, the train museums.
And remind you that you got this at Maryland Sheep and Wool.
Yes.
And 100 Ravens is normally at Maryland Sheep and Wool.
They are now.
And guess where you're going soon?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know I could pick up more. That's not my issue. What I'm trying to say is I want to have these socks to work on over the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll have time to get all of the gauge swatches done, blocked, ready before the weekend. And I can't take the shawl with me because... I'm going to pull this shit out. I have it with me, y'all. Of course I do. I have this container of fucking beads that are tiny.
No. Oh, no, 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 no,
and
no,
those
no,
are not no. going in my car... On Pennsylvania roads.
Hell no.
To the mountains.
To the no, no, no.
Nope.
Hell no.
Sashay away from that
Sashay
shit.
Sashay away from that problem.
Yup.
So it sounds to me like we're talking ourselves more and more into doing this with the 100 Ravens, Peytos, and Sakura.
Mm-hmm. Let me do a follow-up question, because you looked ahead.
I did.
As is your wont to do.
Yes.
Audio man can look ahead, y'all. I cannot. I mean, like, I flipped through the book before.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to read anything and take it too much away from it.
Also, there's a bunch of
pictures. Yeah, they're all pictures depicted on the
They're
cover.
All, like, folded up on the front.
Yeah. So, based on just the front cover, I am seeing a few more patterns that are going to be great for the Stellina.
Mm-hmm.
And great for the Uru Yarns stock. I'm also seeing ones that would be great for the 100 Ravens, so it's just, what am I willing to put up with right now? Not this. Okay.
But there are also just some that are coming up, and at the rate you're going, you may in fact be ready for them by your next anniversary.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
You're like...
It's true. No, I really did think I would be through this book by now.
We are on page 52 of the last pattern ends on 135.
I really did think I'd be further along. It's true. It is true. I thought that this book was going to take me maybe a year to work through. I was wrong.
That's okay. That's okay.
I did put them down.
It's a cool idea. And I'm still really proud of you for working your way through these like this, because I have discovered that I fucking hate working on socks.
Why?
I don't know. I just hate them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just fuck socks.
I can get those. I can live with getting those. You know, I'll work on sweaters. Mm-hmm. I haven't done gloves yet, but I kind of want to.
What is it about socks
you didn't like? I don't fucking know.
What was it about socks you didn't like?
I don't know. I think I just didn't like the black hole knitting of working my way down my foot.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like it's the sock's fault.
Yeah.
It's the tiny-ass needles
and the tiny-ass yarn's fault.
Why didn't you just make them bigger socks?
Because I would already had the other one done.
Oh. So it was the black hole knitting of doing
the It was the black sock. Hole knitting of both of them, honestly.
Okay.
And, I don't know. I just... Some people are into different parts of the hobby. My sister really likes making socks. I can't stand them.
I find them quick and easy.
They drive me up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm like, nobody is ever going to look at my damn feet, because I don't hang out with people who look at people's feet.
If they are, they better be paying me a lot better.
And you know, I don't particularly want people to look at my feet. I don't like not want to thing. Show off my socks.
Not your thing. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
It sounds like we're trying to talk ourselves out of Sakura more than we're trying to talk ourselves into Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were discussing Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother and just make them in Sakura?
I'm leaning on the Sakura. I'm thinking that's going to be how it goes.
All right.
Let me actually see the notes in the pattern, if you don't mind, about the cast on. Let me put the lid on the beads. Because every time this container gets moved, y'all, it goes four. Back together and all four sides get snapped.
Sure.
I know myself, and I'm not setting myself up for that disaster.
So there you go.
Okay. Stitch guide, lots of slip cables. Okay, where you slip one and then like one stitch and move it. Those are fast and easy. I usually don't use a cable needle for those.
Okay. Dear listeners, my wonderful sister, I think that we've got ourselves our next figured out socks.
I think we do.
Sakura sachet.
Sakura sachet.
It's okay, we can edit out all of this dead air time.
Oh yeah, the dead air time's definitely coming out. Like, fuck this shit.
I don't know, but I feel like we should leave in this quick conversation about us talking about it.
Oh yeah.
Just hard cut into it. Maybe we should just call it the Dancing Petal Anniversary Socks. Failing that, Sakura Sachet is a really good name.
Sakura sachet is a really good name, but I swear there was a term for, like, dancing sakura petals.
Okay. But we can't think of it right now.
But I can't think of it, and I can't find it.
So,
And I don't speak enough Japanese.
Well, whose fault is that? You've only been a massive anime weeb for how many decades now? So, we'll workshop the title, dear listeners. But, for now, the next...
The best...
Progress in Operation Sock Drawer.
What?
Is going to be the Sakura Sachet. And not the Sakura Sachet.
No.
Because you know that when I sound like this, all I can think of is Sean Connery.
Oh, my God. I think we are going to go with Sakura Sachet.
For now.
For now.
If you find the...
If I find the right
If you
term,
find the word that you're thinking of.
Yeah.
We'll workshop the title, but...
I know people who speak Japanese. I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. So, Sakura Sachet.
Yeah.
By Moira Engel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited. Sakura Sachet.
Sakura Sachet.
And we will be talking more. Well, I will be talking more about that project in whatever episode comes after this one.
Yep.
And you'll catch Audio Man next time you catch Audio Man, y'all.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes.
Pretty much. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Dear listeners, you're wonderful people, and I hope that you have a really great day.
Aww. That brings us to the end of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hit pause now. Or stop, or some shit. Jesus. Thanks for riding with me. The music welling up is Organ Rock, Classic Hard Rock by Julius H., and is used under a common license. Audio and emotional support by my brother Larry.
Hi, everybody.
You can find more of his work nowhere, because he is an enthusiastic amateur. Show notes, along with images, links to all of the places to find and support the show, as well as everything else, can be found on the website twowheelspodcast.com. Don't forget to join the Ravelry and Facebook groups, and check out the Instagram at thekickassknitter. If you liked the episode, show some support. All pledges made on Patreon and Ko-fi support the show directly by covering the costs of things like platform fees. Supporters will also have access to episodes a little early, behind-the-scenes content, and the monthly video chat. If you would like to support the show in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. The next best thing is to leave a 5-star review for the podcast. Leaving a positive review helps new people find the show. Thank you again for joining me. And remember, I'm revving for you. We're all in this together. Keep your wheels on the road.
to the bone.